My text this morning is Obadiah chapter 1 of being here in this side of eternity. You have never seen Obadiah. As everyone said, you say, it's in the Bible. Yes. It's in the Bible. So, Obadiah. It's in the Bible. I'll read Obadiah 1 verse 21. Then I will go to Acts chapter 4 verse 12. And then we'll travel from there. Glory to God. We'll end the salvation series today. We'll continue something really beautiful next week, Sunday. Do not miss out on that service. Glory to God. Glory to God. Obadiah 1 verse 21. It says, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. This is not Sinai. That means Zion produces saviors. Zion produces saviors. Saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. That's what it says. And to judge the Mount of Esau. And the kingdom to judge the Mount of Esau, the people who rejected Jesus. Well, let's leave that. And the kingdom who shall be the Lord's. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. We'll read this together in concert at the count of three. One, two, three, go. Let's read again. One, two, three, go. As we talk about salvation today, this is important because it's funny to say the accountant does not like math or does not do math. What are you doing in accounting? The pilot doesn't like heights. He's scared of heights. Yeah. It's the same way when you say a believer, a Christian, cannot talk about salvation. You understand? And that you don't also look like the driver I interviewed for my mom one time. You know that driver? As I got down from the house, and I said, okay, let's go. He said to me, reverse the car. That reverse is not my thing. That's what the driver said to me. That's the day I knew that many are mad, few are roaming. So I will reverse the car for you. So when you go out to my mom and you park, she will reverse the car for you to drive. That's how I knew that an enemy has done this. That is how you sound when they tell you to discuss salvation and you can't discuss salvation. It's an embarrassment. So the church in Nigeria has gone wide, but shallow. But God forbid that you would not know what salvation issues are and what salvation. We will not be part of that. Instead, we will be the saviors that have come out of Zion. That's the plan. We'll be saviors that are coming out of Zion. Glory to God. Father, thank you for the anointing that makes teaching and preaching easy. Open up our eyes to see Christ. As he's revealed, we are unveiled. Strengthen this body. Give me nimbleness of mind, agile thought. Give your people understanding as you give me utterance. Let your name be glorified, your people edified, and the kingdom of darkness terrified. In the name of Jesus, we sanctify this moment to you for the teaching and the preaching of the gospel. Let our heart burn as we hear this word of salvation, and let there be mighty miracles that accompany salvation. I pray in Jesus' matchless name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Woo. Glory to God. Come on, I said glory to God. One more time, glory to God. Let me start by saying this second service that your spirit is saved, your soul is being saved, and your body will be saved. I'll say that again. Your spirit is saved, your soul is being saved, your body will be saved. One more time. Your spirit is saved. How do I know that? Romans chapter 8 verse 16. For the spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are what? Children of God. Your soul is being saved. How do I know that? Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. James chapter 1 verse 21. Taking now the engrafted word of God that is able to save your soul. Your body will be saved. How do I know about the salvation of the body? 1 Corinthians chapter
chapter 15, verse 53 to 55. The Bible says, mortality shall put on immortality. If you've been through LFC, you should know what I'm talking about. And, you know, natural will put on supernatural. You understand what I'm saying? So your spirit is saved. Your soul is being saved. So the day you accepted Jesus into your heart, your skin tone did not change. Your tribal marks did not disappear. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Everything remained because what happened was a spiritual transaction. The Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that now you are a child of God. That is the salvation of the spirit. But the soul salvation is a daily process. You are moving whilst you are changing. You are changing whilst you are moving. So your soul is different from your spirit. But guess what? You are not your soul. Neither are you your body. You are your spirit. So God doesn't judge the spirit for what the soul and the body did in eternal judgment. Okay. So if I take my SIM and I put it into Chisom's phone and takes her SIM and put it into my phone, there's exchange. But the pictures there are not my pictures. The videos there are not my videos. Now you are saved, but the pornography that has been plaguing you for all these years, your soul, Omo or detergent is powerful but has to be applied. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So detergent on his own doesn't jump. Just go around and say, we have the dirty clothes in this house. Detergent, moving, so it's my, No. The owner must take the detergent and apply it on the clothes. So you take the engrafted word of God that you have in your spirit and then you apply it on your mind. Those sexual promiscuity, those sexual twistedness, those issues that you have to deal with, it's not your spirit, it's your soul that needs to receive this engrafted word of God daily in the journey. So you're changing whilst you're moving. You're moving whilst you're changing. You're changing whilst you're moving. You're moving whilst you're changing. So your spirit is saved. Your soul is being saved. Your body will be saved. And the soul realm is where the problem is. And it is said that the Pentecostal mind, it does not work. But I forbid it for us in Jesus' name. Because we don't know how to think anymore. We don't be. So I was teaching which class? I think LDC. I'm like, the Spirit of God inside of you is limitless. Is infinite. You are reducing the answer to your prayer by your expectation. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Is the things you're expecting from God, that's what is reducing the power. The day you start believing God for more, you start seeing more. Because that power can supply as much as you ask, think, or imagine. Oh, you I love first service. These guys are sleeping. Ephesians 3:20, he's able to do exceeding abundantly, far above whatever we ask, think, or imagine. So the power within us is limitless, can do anything. But how are you expecting? That's the problem. So, and God cannot force that on you. He told Abraham, as far as you can see. So you are putting a limitation on the power within you. That's what I'm saying. Because of your mind. As far as what you can see. So you are the one putting a limitation on the power at work within you. So you see God blessing someone else in church. And it looks like, oh, my own. No, it's how you have expected. The day you start believing God for incredible things, you start seeing incredible workings of the Spirit in your life. Because God cannot just jump and give you something that you did not know about. If you know what I mean. It's something that you'll be exposed to. It's something that you're believing God for. It's something that you want. And that's the place where your mind comes to play. Are you listening to me? Tell anybody, I believe God for more. Say it again, I believe God for more. You see, you can believe God for crumbs whilst he's giving you everything that pertains to life and godliness. Don't put that on God. Put that on your expectation. Put that on your mindset. You see, I'm the guy who believes God for incredible, crazy things because the principle is he always exceeds my expectation. He always exceeds. We're planning for a conference. I was with you, yeah, you in the gym. And I said, okay, you know what? We have some G-Wagons. We have some Range Rover. Members have cooperated recently. God bless you all who have cooperated for conference, even without asking, sir, I have this car. Can you use this car? Can you use my car? And I said, but I just feel like I need a cooler for Dr. Dollar. I just thought of it. And I was with Dick and Tia. I was like, okay, I know somebody. Maybe we can borrow. Maybe we can do this. We can do. We're having a discussion, myself here, my team Trebler, my coach. And we're just talking about it. And I said, but I believe that it will just be sweet to have him in a cooler. The next day, strange guy from somewhere just called. Hello, I hear you're bringing Dr. Dollar to town. I say, he? What's going on? He said, yes. He said, I believe that he should use my Kulina and my security team. I say, I would have asked God for private jet. Hey, are you understanding what I'm saying? I say, I would have said, can anybody borrow me their private jet? But this morning, God said to me, it's not late. So it's not late. It's not late for the local guys. I say it's not late. Why? Somebody say, this pastor, I have big. Enter bike, no problem. Bike to church, God bless you. We'll all make it to heaven. When you get to heaven, you see the things that you should have been enjoying, but your mind limited the power of God that is at work within you. It is your mind that's limiting the power of God within you. When I also got Dr. Creflo, that's how they said, and you just jumped to Creflo. I said, did he say he's not coming? Did he say for what? How dare you invite me? He said, I'm coming. Yeah, he didn't say for what? How dare you invite? He said, I'm coming. I wanted one day. He said, I give you 3 days. Because God always exceeds your expectation. I'm saying your expectation is distorting the manifestation of the power of God in your life. Work on your expectation. And that is your mind. Your mind. Lift your hands. I believe God for more. I cannot be average. I cannot be small. I believe God for more. I cannot be average. I cannot be small. In Jesus' name. This is the mind salvation. The working of the mind. Change your mind. Start working. So by grace of God, even the Kulina will have two safe. Don't worry. Just wait. I'll send you the picture. Yeah, because that's how God does. He always exceeds your expectation. So your spirit is saved. Your soul is being saved. There's a way you used to think when you were in the world. Now that you're in Christ, you have to change your thought. There's just the way you used to navigate life when you were in the world. Now that you're in Christ, you have to change that thought. And what helps you change the thought is the teaching and the preaching of God's grace that begins to work on your mind. Soul is being saved. Your body will be saved. And the truth is, you are your spirit. Your spirit. For he that is born of the flesh is flesh, but he that is born of the spirit is what is spirit. You are not spiritual. You are what? Spirit. That's why when somebody dies, the body is buried. That's not the person. You are not your shoes. You are the leg in the shoes. Oh, you see what I'm saying? So whilst the shoes have motion, it's because your leg is inside the shoe. The day your leg leaves the shoe, it's just there. In the same way, your body is not who you are. Your spirit is who you are. Are you listening to me? You are spirit. You have a soul and you live in the body. But the problem with us, we pay attention to soul and body and we leave our real, the spirit man. So we're working on our soul. I hope we are. And the bodies get, but again, your spirit man is neglected. But man is a tripartite being. You are spirit, you have a soul, and you live in the body. Salvation, like we continued last week, is God's idea, is not your idea. Stop trying to infuse your thoughts, your energy, your effort into the idea called salvation. It's not man's product. It's independent of man. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 5 to 10, Message translation, glory to God. He took our sin dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in the company of what? Jesus, our master. See the next verse. It says, God has us now where he wants us with all the time in the world and next to shower grace and kindness upon us. Where? In Christ Jesus. Salvation is all his idea and all his work. All we do, Sister Doom, maybe. Eh? Brother Doomsing, they must do something. Is trust him enough to let him do it. That's all we do. Is trusting him to let him do it. It is God's gift from start to what? There's no part of the grace where we suspend grace. Continue. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we've done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does the making and what? The saving. You're made by grace. You're saved by grace. You're saved by grace. And you're made by grace. It is God that does it from start to finish. So let God do what he should do in your life. Tell your neighbor, let God do what he should do in your life. You know, like I showed you last week, salvation is like surgery. You lie down on the bed and let the doctor do what they need to do. But you must rest for surgery to happen. You see what I'm saying? You know, but what we're doing, we're telling the doctor, you don't have to touch my liver. I'll remove and remove and remove. You are touching my... No. So you're advising. No. And guess what? You stand up and you jump out of the bed. That's why you leave a trail of mess everywhere you go to. Because the work is not done. And the doctor keeps running after you. Lie down. Let me fix you. Because only me can fix you. But you don't want to rest because you want to advise the doctor on what to do. That's not how salvation works. That product is not your product. That product does not require your input. That product only requires your believing. Believing in what the product can do for you, do in you, and do with you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Does not require your effort. Stop trying to add your effort to salvation. No, it's not your product. You can't tell iPhone what to do. They made it for you to align to find out what it can do for you. I say, no, I don't like the way the camera should be here. Make your own. You see, but when it comes to salvation, you can't freestyle salvation. It's, you know the wrongest way to do Bible study? People will just gather. You hear me? Read Ephesians chapter 1. You read. What did you get from it? It was giving me, what I was getting from it, I was getting this vibe. That's not how to read Bible. 1 + 1, there's no vibe. It's 2. Is what does this scripture mean? Because the Bible cannot mean to you today what it did not mean to its original audience. Bible needs to be studied, learned. You don't just jump into it. You sit down, learn, be groomed, be tutored, be taught properly, thoroughly. It's hard work. It's hard work. It takes diligence. No lazy man can teach the Bible properly. I can tell you. I've stayed on one verse for 2 days. Are you playing? No lazy man can accurately teach the scripture. It's laziness that's making them talk in the dust. Because their lines, the primary translation is not English. You find what is this in Aramaic? Where were they when they wrote it? You sit where the writer is. See comprehensive. See through the lens of Jesus. Read contextually. Go to the history. Go to the background of it. Not just look at what he says. I feel like. That you on Bible, I feel like. You can't go to that piano and just say, I feel like. On this piano, no. It has rules and regulations. And it is universal and it is consistent. So you can't go to Japan and say, in Japan, key C is actually in W. No, there's something like that. That's how the scripture is. Are you listening to me? So leave salvation. Learn it. The student must remove their effort. Remove their agenda and sit back and learn totally the message of salvation. Because it is God's work. It is God's product from start to finish. The problem with people who first taught this message, when they read it, it looked too simple. They said, no. It can't be like this. There must be something we can do to add to it. No. The message is powerful all by itself. The message does not need makeup. It will make you up. The message does not need adjustment. It will adjust you. The message does not need balancing. It will at any time have to pay for your sins because all your sins have been paid for. Oh God. Never at any time have to pay for your sins. Say, let me do penance. You now punish yourself for doing something wrong. Say, no. The way I'm, in short, I need to punish myself. No. Your punishment is useless to the scheme of things because your suffering is not a currency in the spirit. It's only the blood of Jesus. I have taught you, even man couldn't pay for his sins because man's blood is from Adam. That's why God had to bring Jesus without the sperm of Adam. That was the only blood that could deal with Adamic issues because Adam can't fix Adam. It is Jesus, that blood, that can fix Adam. So even your debt can't do anything to your loved ones if you're going to pay for them if they did anything before God, wrong before God. You never. Sins have been paid for. And then you start avoiding church. You start doing some things because you think you did something wrong. Let me tell you what you're doing. If your car is bad, you don't want to go to the mechanic. Make it make sense to me. Try. Do a presentation of how sensible that is. That your car is bad, but you refuse to go to the mechanic. But you want it fixed. Because except you are the mechanical. And do you understand? How do you want to do that? Just put red nose. You are a clown. Just put red nose and colored wig. I'm serious. You are a clown. It's that you run. You are not afraid. We come boldly to the throne of grace. On the good day, we come boldly. On the bad day, still boldly. On the not so good day, so... Because that's where help comes from. That's the message of salvation.
Salvation is not me trying to pay for my sins. It's knowing that I will never at any time pay for anything because all my sins have been paid for. For Christ also hath once suffered. Can you see the scripture? Once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Once. Give me this in NLT. Glory to God. Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. The blood of Jesus was shed once for all time, once for all men, once for all sins. Let's say that together. 1, 2, 3, go. Once for all time, once for all men. That's the purpose of the blood of Jesus. It's not to soak your food. It's for serious matter like sin. Soak my food with the blood of Jesus. And you are eating it. Eba and blood. You soak with the blood. The blood of Jesus is an insurance document. If the name of Jesus is a master key, the blood of Jesus is insurance. It's like receipt that you will constantly tender at the litigation junctures of destiny. That means, who are you? I'm the redeemed of the blood of Jesus. That means I've been bought back. You show your receipt. Like police can stop you in VI. They stop you in Chevron. It's the same receipt you are showing them. It is mine. That's what the blood of Jesus does. It's a receipt. It's not something that is still flowing. It was shed once for all time, once for all men, once for all sins. Is there's no 10 liters of the blood of Jesus that you have to release every day. No! Then when you're traveling, you soak from Lagos to Ibadan with the blood of Jesus. How many thousand liters of the blood do you need to do that? How do you think it works? I soak the road with the blood. You are likely going to have an accident because your car is going to... I cover. And when you say I cover my life, I cover my house with the blood of Jesus, that's actually a right prayer. Let me teach you what you are saying. Because you may be saying cover, but you don't know what cover is. Cover is an insurance term. Oh God. You know how they say, does your insurance cover theft? Does it cover fire? Does it cover accidents? So when you say, I cover my life with the blood of Jesus, what you're saying is that my life has been insured. So you can pray that, but when you are saying cover, I hope you're not thinking there's a blood just soaking. No. It's cover. It's an insurance. Comprehensive insurance policy. And insurance is not paid at the point of accident. No. You pay your insurance before the accident shows up. Kabaye! So it's already there, paid for. So if it happens, you are insured. Totally insured. That's what it means by that. So you don't start going and just start saying some things. Hebrews 10, 10 to 12. Let's do this. All my sins paid for. Hebrews 10, 10 to 12. Quickly. But by this which will, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Somebody say once. Again, that once has showed up. Peter said once. The writer of Hebrews says once. Once and for all. Next verse. He now says, and every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. 12. But this man, Kabaye, after he had offered one sacrifice, did you see one again? One sacrifice for sins for a period of time, forever sat down on the right hand of God. Next verse. Until on the right one time it's been paid for. Give me this in the message translation. He set aside the first in order to enact the new plan, God's way by which we are made fit for God by once for all sacrifice of Jesus. Next verse. Every priest goes to walk sins, and that's it. Somebody say that's it. One more time, say that's it. Next verse. Then he sat down right beside God, waited for his enemies to cave in. It was a perfect sacrifice by a perfect person to perfect some very imperfect people like me and you. By that single offering, he did everything that needed to be done for everyone who takes part in the purifying the believing process. Once, I will never have to pay for my sin. That's the message of salvation. If you don't know this, you don't know salvation. I will never have to pay for my sin. All my sins have been paid for. All my sins. If this message is not getting you happy, knowing the kind of evil that you do and you have been doing before you met Jesus, and some of the things you plan to do, then there's a big problem. You don't understand that I will never, I can never
I could never, I will never, I can never pay for my sins. I shan't never. I shouldn't never. I shouldn't never. I can't it. I can't. Bad English, good preacher, you get the point. It's impossible. I'm never going to pay for my sins. All my sins have been aggressively forgiven. Past, present, and future. This is the message of salvation. So I stand constantly under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. I stand ever. That's how I can come to God boldly, because he doesn't see my sins. He sees Christ. The prophet represents the people before God. No, the prophet represents God to the people. That's why the prophet will say, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, because he's representing God to the people. You know, Jesus is not a prophet. He came and said, verily, verily, I say unto you. That means that door says the Lord that they've been saying, I am the Lord that they've been doing and saying. When I come, I don't say door says the Lord. I say, verily, verily, I say unto you, because I'm not a prophet. I'm the sure word of prophecy. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was with him in the beginning. All things were made by him, and without him was anything made that was made. Jesus is the Word of God. There are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit, and these three are one. Ye search the scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. I am the Word. But that's not where I'm going. The prophet represents God to the people. The priest represents the people to God. Oh God. So when God wants to deal with the people, he doesn't deal with the people. He deals with the priest. Let me take my time to explain this, because you understand why David, isn't he? Israelite. Goliath stood for 40 days. And the principle is, give me one man. I say, 052, 053, 054, boy. Bini worisapele. We'll rush him now. Now what for you? We'll rush him. Straight. Bini, we'll rush you. Straight. But he said, give me one man. And they could not attack him together, because the principle is one man. So one man fights for everybody. One man wins. Everybody wins. Kabaye. Yeah. One man fails. Everybody has failed. So they knew this is a spiritual process. Principle, one man, Adam. One man, Noah. One man, Abraham. One man, David. One man, Samson. One man, Joseph. One man, Jesus. One man, Joshua. In scriptures, it's only just one man. So this man, after he took our beating, he took everything. He's the representative between man and God. So when God is looking for man, he's not looking for men. He's looking for Christ. Christ. God sees in two races. So God doesn't see African, American. No. God sees two gender. Adam. Christ. Period. Adam. And if any man be in a kabaye, he is a new creature. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are... So let me explain. If this church is going to do a music competition with another church, I am not going to bring Deacon Ini. We are programmed to fail like that. Are you seeing? We're going to fail. As soon as he holds the mic, it's gone. You see, we have failed. I'm not going to bring, no. I won't bring Emmanuel. I won't bring my man, Afaku. No. He tell you, is he drawing you want to draw? I will give you the rendering down. But when I put Pastor Noboji and put my daughter Mera, and I put Max Sam in front just to sprinkle them. Sprinkle a little of Gerard somewhere just to disturb them. Put Stanley to bully them somewhere. Yeah, then bring my full crew. Once they win, we don't have to sing. Once they win, we don't have to sing. Religion is telling you to go and sing when the singers have already won for you. Gospel of God's grace is, they already won. You enjoy the victory. That's why you are more than the conqueror. Kabaye, that means you didn't fight, but you enjoy the trophy. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed. Behold, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Shout glory.
Sit. We're just talking. Sit.
It says, it is appointed unto man once to die. That appointment, Jesus kept it for me. Let me try my friends here. It is appointed unto man once to die. That appointment, Jesus kept it for me, so I don't have to keep that appointment. It now says, after that judgment, Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Not interrogation with angels. No. Because Jesus already kept that appointment for me. Are you seeing what I'm saying, PPC? That appointment has been kept. Somebody kept it for me, so I don't have to go to that appointment. Next verse. It now says 20 and 28. So Christ was offered again once to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. What is he saying? When Jesus comes back again, he's not coming to deal with sin. He's coming to deal with salvation. He's finding those who have salvation. Give me TPT. God punish the devil. 27. Every human being is appointed to die once and then face God's judgment. Next verse. But when we die, that means we are not among those human beings. When we die, we'll be face to face with Christ, not judgment. Christ, not judgment. Christ, not Kabaye. Christ, not judgment. Christ, not judgment. I'm teaching good. The one who experienced death once for all to bear the sins of many. And now to those who eagerly await him, he will appear a second time. Not to deal with sins, but bring us into full. The salvation of the body. When mortality will put on immortality. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Natural will put on the natural. Glory to God. Mommy, my hair will grow again. At the sound of the trumpet, my body will go back to its glorified position. Some of you don't know how tall you are. Some of us are taller than Temisa. Something make us not too tall like that. But on that day, at the blast of the trumpet, if you are tall, you'll be perfectly tall. If you are short, you'll be perfectly short. If you are fat, you'll be perfectly fat. Because you come into your glorified body. If you preach, we go know. As you are going up, if you did some others, they will fall away. We go see the real body that day, and we will like it because it's the glorified body. It will be finer, it will be perfect, it will be better, it will be accurate, it will be awesome, it will be glorious. Come again! Sit down, we're just talking. Ephesians 1 verse 7, it says we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We don't pray for forgiveness of sins. We have forgiveness of sins. We don't believe God for forgiveness of sins. We have forgiveness. Pastor, what shall I do if I sin? Repent. What is repent? Repent is not metamelomai. Go and do LFC, you will not hear. Repent is metanoia. It's change your mind about God. Repent is turn back to God. Repent is receive your first position. Repent is go back to the penthouse where you fell from. Go back to your position. That's all you need to do. You repent by going back. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not what I just did. I'm better than that. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the living God? And you go back to metanoia and go back to the position by receiving forgiveness of sins that you already have in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, even if your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart and knows all things. So condemnation is not in the package of redemption. No. Because we constantly stand under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. Glory to God. Glory to God. If this salvation message does not excite you, you're actually in the wrong church. If you want a church where they talk about breakthrough, no, we don't talk about breakthrough. Breakthrough pursue us. These signs shall follow them that focus on Jesus. I'll show you in a bit. Now them, they chase us. We're not, they chase them. We know who we are in Christ. Glory to God. I prophesy these are the generations of people who will stay with the gospel. People who love Jesus. People who Jesus will satisfy. People who the gospel will be their taste buds in the name of Jesus. People who will run after miracles or run after prophecy because they know they carry the miracle inside of them. And they are walking signs and wonders. These are the days of the supernatural. The gods have come down. The saviors are here. Saviors are coming out of Zion. I said, saviors are coming out of Zion. And this is Zion. For upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness. And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. For we have come to Mount Zion with innumerable company of angels, by the blood sprinkling and spirit of just men made perfect. We've come to the church of the firstborn. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Kabaye! Yo, sit, we're just talking. Sit, we're just talking. So please, let nobody sell that penance to you where you have to beat yourself over what you did. That's the man trying to clean or fix himself. That's religion. Salvation message is let the fixer and the cleaner do it. I know there's some rich people here. How many of you have a house that clean itself on its own? Service department. That you just wake up in the morning and say, Google, go kitchen. You don't even say, just say, Siri, wash plate. Even if you have that technology, you installed it. Even if you have that technology, it requires your command. I'm going somewhere with this. Yeah. So I just bought this car. This car, it cleans itself. Yeah. Even if you have the toilet, you installed it, you commanded. I'm saying that the person that is responsible for cleaning your house is you. Is you. Oh, you got it. The person that is responsible for cleaning your house is you. The owner of the house. I'm saying your body, Kabaye, is the temple of the Holy Ghost of God. So the person responsible for cleaning your life is the Holy Ghost. That's why it's called Holy Ghost. So he makes your system holy. That's his job. So he's responsible. But work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Did you see the next verse? It is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's responsible for cleaning me. He's responsible for fixing me. All I do is let him do the cleaning and let him do the fixing. I can't clean it with him. I can't fix it with him. It does not require my cooperation or my participation. It requires my believing and let him do it. That's the cooperation I bring. That's the truth. How far with your sin management program? How's it coming? Is it working? It's not clear. Apostle Paul said the things I want to do. Apostle Paul, you thought he was playing. The things I want to do, I cannot do them. The things I do not want to do. Who will deliver me from this? But that's not, yeah. From this body, this container. You think when he says in my flesh lies no good thing? In no thing see. Then he got to eight. Oh, there is therefore now no condemnation. That's when the change starts from, is knowing that you are not condemned. That's where change starts from. Knowing that I'm not condemned. I can't fix myself. The fixer will what? Fix me. Give me 13 in the next translation. Glory to God. 13 in the next translation. Oh, God will continually revitalize you, implanting within you the passion to do what pleases him. Next verse. Give me the next translation. For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work, that is strengthening, energizing, creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure. Another translation says, God will give you new want to. So you start having new want tos. Just new want tos. The testimonies like this here. All kinds, smoke, drinks, all that. I just started having a new appetite. As you know, this thing is, no, I'm bigger than this. No, I watched it, Pastor. The porn was not porning anymore. I said, no, I'm bigger than this. That's how you had to grow some things. Because God is now working in you, both to will. There's a brother who used to come to church. He was strong in the ministry of agriculture. You understand? He was an Igbo man. Igbo man, sorry.
He said to me he would have the substance in his car just on his way home to just to hold himself, to do all right, to take in the sermon that I've preached to him. I've suffered. That after I preach, he will just take it in to just let the sermon marinate in him, inside of him. I said, no problem. Just keep coming to church. One day, he said to me, Piflo, the thing is stacked up in my car. I will see it. I said, leave her next week. Then the other side, I knew that, oh, I don't degrow. Then he said to me something. I started exercising my new nature. That once I saw that, oh, this disconnection started, I didn't relapse. I exercised that. That means I took advantage of that grace opening. Am I teaching here? Now, once he said, okay, wow, I took advantage of that grace opening. He said, today, if the smell right now irritates me, that's how growth starts. It's not behavior modification, it's inner transformation. Inner transformation. God knows how to do the fixing. Let God fix you. And some of you, be open enough to say, God, this area of my life, fix it. Don't go to God and be, God, they wonder, what's this? Because God cannot fix who you pretend to be. That's the problem. You come to him, he's wondering, who's that guy? Now flourish with that. I don't know this guy. You. That's what God said. Who's this person? Who be this? I don't know this guy. God cannot change who you are pretending to be every time you come before him. God can only change who is released, because that's humility. He resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. I'm preaching good. So let God do the fixing. Tell your neighbor, let God fix you. One more time, say, let God fix you. 1 John 3:3, put it up there. 1 John, for every man that has this hope in him, purified himself. You can't go to 3 alone, you have to start from 2. Give me from verse 2. Glory to God. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be like, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Next verse. Everyone who understands that revelation, it is the revelation that purifies you. You are clean through the word that I've spoken unto you. Give me that in TPT. 2 and 3, 2, 3 TPT. Beloved, we are children of, beloved, we are God's children right now, not tomorrow. However, it's not yet apparent what we will become, but we do know that when it is finally made visible, we will be just like him. For we'll see him. That means when it's revealed, when it's taught, we become like him. Next verse. Next verse. All of us who focus their hope on him, when we are focused on the finished work, guess what? Always be purifying themselves just as he is pure. So it is the focus on Christ that purifies you. It's not self. Thessalonians, put it up there. Thessalonians, put it up. 1 Thessalonians 5. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 5. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Look at this scripture. That your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. How is that possible? Verse 1. The earlier verse says, and the God of peace sanctify you wholly. So he does it. Okay, if you don't believe that one, next verse. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Just in case you don't understand that first one. So Paul padded the next verse to read. That sanctify your body, spirit, and soul holy. Faithful is he who has called you, who also would not your neighbor. Say, let God fix you. One more time. Say, let God fix you. Stop trying to fix yourself. Let the fixer fix you. Glory to God. How many of you ever had something you tried repairing something and you damaged it the more? You know, you wanted to repair it because, you know, you are all knowing. You have engineering skills, you know. Many times, you know how to dismantle and recouple. Well, you recoupled it out of him, out of shit. That you took it to say, no, you have to buy a new one. This one, you have destroyed it. You know, okay, some of you are too young to not used to have TV. Then it'll be showing line. Guess what to do you? My guy, you there? You are ringed. Bam. You walk. You're going to shake. One day, we all slapped it. And did not come back to life again. Then we just went to sit down to make sure the other person found out that it has worked. Because slapping it doesn't fix it. You have been slapping yourself. That's what you've been doing. You slap yourself. You hit yourself over it. You try to do it yourself. And God is saying, let me fix you. I am the one that can do this. But the you say, every time I slap myself, at least I stay stable for a while. So, yo, self, yeah, self-righteousness. Every time I slap my, at least I'm stable for a while. Nudge the neck, and then you're worse when you come back. Good measure, press down, shaking together. And running over. Glory to God. Give me the next slide. I need to rush. No, I'm done. You can read it at home in Message Translation. You want me to read it by force? Salvation message brings you out of your past dead life, but doesn't end there. It welcomes you into a rich grace life. So when mercy said no to the judgment that you deserved, grace say yes to the life that you did not deserve. Oh, that's good stuff. When mercy said no to the judgment that you deserve, grace said yes to the life of bliss that you did not deserve. That's what grace did. So God doesn't just bring you out and leave you at the airport. He brings you out and takes you in. It's like getting somebody out of prison. He put them in front of prison there. They are likely going to go back in another 2-3 weeks. But bringing them out and bring them into transformation, that's what grace does. That's the message of salvation. Colossians says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? So if you're running around for deliverance, this verse is, you edit it from your Bible. I found it there. I didn't create it. Who hath, the last time I checked from London, is still past tense. Yeah? Who hath delivered us from the dominion of darkness? And he didn't stop there. He translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Translated us. He brought us out and took us in. He brought us out and took us in. If he brought us out alone, then we are stranded. We are grateful. Just bringing us out, we are grateful. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's, you are really grateful. Like, wow, I didn't even think I would come out. But that's not how it ends. He takes you in. I mean, you're not just out of prison. You are not accepted in the beloved. You are adopted into the family of God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Let's 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10. It says, darkness and brought you into what? I like the next verse. It says 10, which in time past were not a people, but you are now the people. You were not a people, but you are now the people. And which had not obtained mercy, but now you have what? Oh, Father, have mercy on me. Father, have mercy. You already have mercy. You are a recipient of the mercies of God. You have been shanooed. That's what the Bible says. That's it. Don't break your neck. You have been shanooed. Wake up in the morning and say, Father, thank you. Because I'm a recipient of the shanooness of God. Amen. I'm a recipient of the shanooness of God. Of the shanooness of God. I have been shanooed. And I cannot be unshanooed. Glory to God. Give me this thing. Give me verse 10 in TPT. Verse 10 in TPT. It says, for at one time you were not God's people, but now you are. At one time you knew nothing of God's mercy because you hadn't received it yet. But now you are drenched. Come on, tell your neighbor, I'm drenched. Oh, I can hear you say, I'm drenched. Because I stand under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. I'm drenched under the mercies of God. I'm not, it's not a sprinkle, it's not a drizzle, it's not a shower. I am drenched under the mercies of God. That means if I hug you, you will contact mercy. That means if I touch you, you will feel mercy. Because I'm drenched. The mercies of God. Glory to God. Come on, I said glory to God. I can't hear you. I said glory to God. Oh, let's go to the next one. I got to run. Salvation. Next slide, next slide, next slide. People of God. Salvation comes with beautiful accompaniment. That means salvation is not a cappella. It's not alone. Matthew says, why are you behaving like Gentiles who are running after things? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, all these other things that they are chasing and they want to kill themselves for will be added unto you. Now follow, come. Romans 8:32 says, if he spared not his son and gave his son for us all, how won't he with him also? How shall he not with him also? That means when he gave you his son, he came with some things.
Kaya. He came with some things. How? Look at it. How? With him also freely. How shall he not with him also? How shall he with him also? How shall he with him also? How shall he not with him also? That means when Jesus came, some things entered your life too. Oh God. There are things money can buy. There are things money cannot buy. And there's even money itself in abundance. It comes with Jesus. So Hebrews says there are some things that accompany. Give Mera. Should I use let me stress this one. Give this one the mic. Leave Mera. Let me stress her. Give her the mic. I'll use her. Let me change. Stand up, corner. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Is that her key? Find your key. Quickly. I want to show you something. What it means to be accompanied with salvation. So salvation is not a cappella. So sing. 1, 2, 3, go if you can sing.
Jesus, you're the center of it all.
My joy.
Joy.
All that's good.
All that good and perfect comes from you.
You're the height of my content. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You're the heart of my contentment. All for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Small play. Go stage. Go sing and well. Is it your church? Are you the one preaching? Small play. Just to say, Jesus, you are the center. You want to make yourself the center. Well, people of God, the point is that salvation. You're not done. Go there. Go there now. You're not done. Pastor at the center. Not of arrogance. So she's going to sing it again. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. But that's salvation. Hebrews says salvation comes with many accompaniments. So just hearing her sing is very powerful, isn't it? Yeah. One more time, Maxim. 1, 2, 3, go.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that good and perfect comes from you. Oh, you're the joy, heart of my contentment. All for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
So Hebrews is saying that salvation comes with the cord of progress. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, let's 1, 2, 3, go.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Oh, put the strings of healing now.
All that good and perfect comes from you. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
One more time. Let the accompaniment come, Richard. 1, 2, 3, go.
You're the center of my joy. All that good and perfect comes from you. Oh yeah. You're the heart of my contentment. Over all that I do. Jesus, you're the center of
the height of my contentment. 1, 2, 3, go. Can I prophesy to you, your life is going to be beautiful. Your life will not be empty. Salvation comes with a breakthrough, comes with healing, comes with deliverance, comes with all the blessedness in Christ Jesus. I don't know whose word is this morning. God sent me to tell you, get ready. The things you have been chasing will start chasing you now. The things you have been pursuing will start pursuing you now. Because salvation comes with all the blessings of God. If this is your word, throw your hands up, shout, thank you, Jesus. Sit.
Your life will be easy. Your life will be sweet. You will have real joy, not fake smiles. You have real peace, in the name of Jesus. We decree the things you are looking for will start looking for you right now. Some approvers you have been trying to get, they are calling you for it right now. Because you have heard the message of salvation. All things are possible. Sister. Did you see the guy on Wednesday who gave the testimony about 7 digits? He was confused. He said, I go to this church 1 month ago. They've been preaching only gospel. Well, there's something I've been looking for. I'm just here. That's what he did. I'm just here. The thing just showed up in my account. We're not teaching miracle seed or miracle breakthrough. This same salvation message. Salvation knows what to do. Salvation knows what to do. I'm saying there are some things you're looking for. There's somebody who's trying to get attention of a particular individual. He's going to send for you. Because God will do the introduction. Hey! I say God will do the introduction. God knows how to do the introduction. Today I'm still looking for the message Dr. Dollar watched that wants him to come, that he said he's coming. Because the PA said, man, he watched a message for me and said, who's this guy? Who's this guy? He's meaning me. He's talking like me. He's preaching the gospel. Tell him I'm coming. I wanted 1 day and a half. He says 3 days. I'm looking for that. It was not any big godfather. No, it was nobody there. It was just the introduction of God. That's what I'm saying to you. That God knows how to do the introduction without you shouting. Because God can send favor ahead of you. That they hear of your brand, know of your company, know of what you do, looking for you. There's somebody here. When you finally meet him, guess what they will say to you? I have been looking for you for a while right now. I've just been too busy, but there's a lot we have to do together. You think you are doing them a favor? No. They will know that really this is huge. They want to partner with you. You think they are doing you a favor, but guess what? You are really doing them a favor because you are the Joseph to interpret your dreams. God is showing me a group of people in this room, and I'm saying to you, in the next 21 days, 3 weeks, no, before conference, you would have been in rooms that you did not imagine that you would be at. Oh my God. I said it, you know, we don't do testimonies a lot, but a lot. One lady shared testimony with me at the end of first service. I said, why didn't you give this testimony? See, Pastor, I was looking for you. It happened like this. I was so shocked. I'm saying there are people in this room that between now and conference week, you would have been in rooms with people that you did not imagine. Your testimony will be like Jacob. How is it that you have found it so quickly? Your testimony will be the Lord, my God, has brought it to me. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that whoever you are under the sound of this voice, I decree that there is divine alignment, divine connection, divine alignment in the name of Jesus. I decree, yes indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree, things are happening so fast, your head will swim one thing fast on the heels of the other. You will be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, your head is spinning. In your home, job, ministry, family, business, your health. If this is your word, shout, thank you, Jesus. Yo, sit. Salvation is what? I said salvation is what? Any temporary salvation is a scam. I don't even want to have that kind of salvation. Yes, any salvation that is, I don't want to have it. It's temporary salvation. I don't want it. That means you are saved but not safe. Yeah, that's what it means. The Bible says, put it up there. Whew, glory to God. Help me, Jesus. Thank you. Hebrews 9 verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once. You see that once matter again. Into the holy place, having obtained for us what? Eternal redemption. Let me show you. Romans 8, 35 to 39. Let's do this. You are secured. Salvation is total. It's eternal. Who shall separate us? Paul speaking. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. Next verse. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Next verse. Nay, in all these things we are what? Through what? There's a lot to talk about in this verse. We are more than conquerors because he loved us, not because we love him. Yeah, it's not our love for him that gives us victory. It's depending on his love for us that guarantees us victory. Aye. Okay, let's leave it. Next verse. Next verse. 38. Father, we speak peace. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every foul spirit. And beg by your spirit, leave them now. In Jesus' name. For I am persuaded that neither death. No. It's not a suggestion. When he said, absent of the body, presence of the Lord, it's what he said, though. He said, we are confident of this. So when it comes to the things of eternal redemption, it was not a probability. It's we are persuaded. We are confident of this. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, no things present. And I say, okay, just in case, so something in future that I don't know. It says, no, of things to come. Next verse. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from logic. That's where I get the church name from. From the love of God in Christ. Nothing. So if you are in church and you don't know this verse, why are you in logic and you don't know logic? Nothing from the love of God in Christ. Nothing. Nothing shall be able. Nothing is nothing. No? If I read this verse in the Message translation, some of you will leave church. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love? Wait, not our love for Christ. Christ's love for us. There is no way, somebody say no way. Not trouble. Not hard times. Not hatred. Not hunger. Not homelessness. Not bullying threats. Not backstabbing. Not even the worst sins listed in the scriptures. Fight me! Fight the book! Not be me right now. Why you fight me now? Not shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. You will really think that God is not sharp. I have two cars. I need to change them. They've saved their purpose. You see, but I've insured them. Some of you leave your car for the Holy Ghost to insure. It's okay. All the best. All the best. I wish you the best. I insure my cars. You soak it with the blood of Jesus to insure it. How wise. Your pastor's car is insured. If anything happens to the car, there's no prayer point. Insurance is paying me. How do you think God would invest his all? So this is me saying, give me Jane, give me, take your four children and everything that you have. We want to use it to do one business. Then you not say, what is the return? You say, And you two will do it. I'm saying, they play. Bring your children. I'm telling you, bring all those beautiful children of yours. And to go, we want to use it to trade in one business. Then you not say, is there profit? It is premised on the people we are doing the business with. No, now you must think that the profit insurance policy is a good business. God, yes. When the Bible now says we
we have boldness in the day of judgment. We are not afraid. 1 John 4:17. We are not afraid in the day of judgment. We have boldness because as he is, so are we in this world. Because judgment day is your boo that is a boobie is coming to get you. You cannot be afraid. But pastor, what if I fall? Jude 1:24. Let's read it. 1, 2, 3, go. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you. Who does the presentation? He presents you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Give me this in AMPC. God punish the devil. Let's do some damage before we close. Quickly. God. Now unto him who is able to keep you without stumbling or slipping or falling and to present you unblemished, blameless and faultless before the presence of his glory in triumphant joy and exaltation with unspeakable ecstatic delight. Hebrews 7:25. Let me give you Bible. Hebrews 7:25. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost that those who come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession. Give me AMPC. Quickly. Therefore, he's able also to save to the uttermost, completely, perfectly, finally, for all time and eternity, those who come to God through him. Since he's always living, he's not dead. Since he's always living, he's not dead. To make petitions to God and intercede with him and intervene for what? Hebrews 5 verse 9. Put it there. Let me show you Bible. I'm almost done. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. I did not create the word. I saw it there. He became the author of what? Eternal salvation. Give me this in the next translation message. Glory to God. And then, having arrived at the full stature of the maturity and having been announced by God as high priest in order of Melchizedek, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who believingly obey him. He is the source of eternal salvation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's another one in Hebrews that I'm looking for. Hebrews 9:12. Put it up for me. Hebrews 9:12. I'm looking for it. TPT, give me TPT. I want you to read it loud. It's the first scripture I read. TPT. Let's read together. 1, 2, everybody. Wait. We must read. 1, 2, 3, go. And he has once and forever into the holiest sanctuary of all, not with the blood of animal sacrifice, but by the sacred blood of his. And he. One, two, three. We're going to read it again. 1, 2, 3, go. And everybody read. Some things are unplugging right now. Oh my God. And he alone has made our salvation secure forever. John chapter 10. As I close. You are saved and secure. John 10. Give me John 10. How do you miss the rapture? When you are already in heaven. Ephesians 2 verse 6. You are seated in Christ in heavenly places. You are far above principalities and powers. That's what it is. Come, son. Come. John 10. My sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. He's following me. Next verse. And I give unto them eternal life. Not suspended life. Not temporary life. Not terminated life. Being born, not conditional life. Being born again, not of corruptible sperm, but incorruptible by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I have given them eternal life. He now says, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Let's go. My Father, who gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of his hand. Two factor. My life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. How do you get out of this? People of God, the day you boarded that plane, it was by your will you entered the plane. It was by your will you did the seat belt. But when that door closed and the plane went on the runway and took off, even if you forgot your daughter at the airport, you are going to the destination first. People of God, we were on your own when you willfully walked down the aisle and accepted Jesus into your heart. You heard the word of salvation, but once he entered into your heart, destination secured. They won't give you food. They can punish you in the plane. You can be dealt with in the plane. You can have penalty in the plane. You can be stuck in the plane. You can have anything in the plane. But to get out of the plane, my people of God, nothing like that. You can leave your business class seat and say, I'm backslided. I'm going back to economy. The plane is still going to its destination, because we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. Are you listening to me? You are stuck in Christ. You may leave the benefit of your food and say, I'm not eating. I miss the waiter. But you are in the plane. Nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I prophesy that you come into the reality that your salvation is secured. And I decree saviors arising out of Zion. Saviors arising out of Zion. Saviors arising out of Zion. Look for four people. Tell them, my salvation is secured in Christ Jesus. And there is nothing the devil can do about it. Say, my salvation is secured forever, forever and ever, forever and ever, forever. Shout glory. Say, Misa, you can't behave yourself out of sin. A man who is in sin, not born again, he can't behave himself out of it. He can only believe himself out of it. So that's why you are not born again, but you are such a generous person, will not give you salvation. LFC, they'll teach you, it's called dead works. It still will not make you saved. So you can't behave your way out of the sin nature. People of God, breaking news, public service. The religious people will come after me now. You cannot misbehave yourself out of Christ. Because you didn't get in by behaving. You didn't get in by behaving. They're going to kill me for saying this. But it's fine. You cannot behave yourself out of the sin nature. A chronic sinner, not born again. There's no way you can now do generous work. Paul says, even if I give my body to be burnt, and I do not have love, you're just like a noisy cymbal. You can't behave yourself out of hell into heaven. No. That way is only by believing. In the same way, you cannot misbehave yourself out of it, because you are locked up in Christ. Ephesians 3:18, it says that we may know the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. That means you can't fall so deep and you fall out of God's love. You can't stray and you stray out of God's love. You can't go so high and you fly out of God's love. You are locked up in Him. David said, if I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I fly upon the wings by the name Jah, you are there. You are there. Salvation is eternal. There is nothing you can do about it. Any salvation that is not eternal, I'm not interested in it. It's not powered by Jesus. This eternality is powered by the love of God. For I have loved you with an everlasting love, and nothing. You can be, I'm saying you are a misbehaving Christian. It's true. You are not a fruit-bearing Christian. It's true. In the bid to teach a disciplined Christian life, don't insult the finished work. He didn't say to be continued. He said it is finished. So I agree we should do better. That's why I taught you love, life, impact. I agree we should give birth to fruits of righteousness. I agree we shouldn't misrepresent the gospel. But in teaching that truth, you cannot insult what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. The thief on the cross did not ask God for forgiveness. No. He just said, hey, Bobby, we down now. That place where you go today. I they follow you. Baba Jay say, today, you will be with me in paradise. Today. Not, you have not done LFC. Your Facebook page is still dirty. See your DM. No. It says today, you'll be in me in paradise. The guy got into heaven. What are you doing here?
That guy.
Say I should come. Have you done LFC? What is that?
That guy. At the middle of the cross.
Say I should come. Did you give to us? You don't know say I be thief.
That guy.
Say make I come. But you were not faithful. You know yes, now die for cross. I be thief. But that guy. Say I should come. That guy ascended like Abraham and all the special host. A thief got there. This show you the promise salvation. This is the truth of the gospel. Wait till conference and hear everybody saying that. Then you will know that indeed you have an apostle before you. Every Sunday and every Wednesday, showing you the consistently preaching the message of God's grace. That in the bid to make people better, don't insult the finished work. The product is eternal. There's nothing you and I can do about it. The producer produced it like that. You're not a co-producer. The executive producer of the product made it like that. He's the author and the finisher. So don't fight me. Fight. I hope with these few words of mine, I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that your salvation comes with benefit. So get ready for miracles. That's for somebody here. Get ready for miracles. Get ready for outstanding signs and wonders. Get ready for testimonies. Your days of struggling are over. I said your days of struggling are over. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye ancient everlasting doors. That the King of glory may come in. The gates are lifted and the doors are open. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands. Give God praise everywhere, everywhere. Come on, come on, come on, come on.